Unit 7. Lesson 4. Learning something new. Page 10. Exercise 6. Listen to both parts of the conversation again and check your answers to exercise 5.
I need your help with something, Karim.
Of course, Grandpa. What do you need?
I got this letter from work, but I don't know what it says. Can you read it to me?
Sure, I can help. Why didn't you learn to read and write, Grandpa?
When I was young, I had to work to help my family, so I couldn't go to school. Now, I want to learn, but it's hard.
I understand. I can teach you if you want.
That would be great. You are the person whose help I need the most because you're patient.
We can start with simple words. Do you remember any words that you learned before?
Yes, I remember some words, but I forget them quickly. The book that I bought last year is still difficult for me.
Don't worry, Grandpa. We will go slowly. The important thing is to practice every day.
You're right. The more that I practice, the better I'll get. Thanks for helping me, Karim.
Anytime, Grandpa. I'm happy to help.
You know, I'm proud of you. You're the one grandchild in the family who works really hard.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Also, the school which you go to now is one of the best in the area.
Thanks, Grandpa. But it's not just the school. I also learn a lot from you.
From me? But I don't know how to read.
Yes, but you taught me important lessons, like hard work and kindness, which are more important than anything I learn from books.
That's kind of you to say. I guess we can both learn from each other.
Exactly. I'll help you with reading, and you can keep teaching me about life.
I believe that home is a place where we can all learn a lot from each other.